The Minnesota Court of Appeals is now in session. Judge Connolly, Chief Judge Siegel, Judge Kirk, the Honorable Francis J. Connolly presiding.
Thank you, Lee. Before we begin, I just would like to know, in terms of the respondents, if you will be splitting your time, and if so, how much for each one?
Yes, Your Honor. This is Jason Lean on behalf of respondent Tillman Infrastructure. And counsel for the county and myself, we've agreed to split evenly. So I'll start with my seven and a half minutes, and then Mr. Kubitschek will then use his 7.5 minutes.
Thank you very much. With that then, counsel for the appellant, if you could begin by giving your voice, telling us who you are in a loud, clear voice, you'll have 15 minutes for your argument in chief.
Judge Connolly, if I may, 1 second. For the respondent's argument, would you like just having 15 minutes up and then stop at halfway, or have 7:30 for each?
I'd like 7.5 and 7.5, so we know everybody knows what the deal is. Thank you.
Perfect.
Your Honor, my name is Eric Hansen, and I represent SBA Towers in this matter. The primary issue before the court here is whether the Aiken County Planning Commission followed Aiken County's tower ordinance in approving a conditional use permit for a new tower proposed to be constructed by Tillman Infrastructure LLC. We believe that ultimately this is a question of statutory interpretation. Aiken has an ordinance laying out how towers are supposed to be constructed and the requirements for constructing those towers. And the Planning Commission is supposed to follow that ordinance in considering whether or not to grant a conditional use permit. We recognize that these are, you know, that a great deal of deference is given to the county. We recognize that. However, that doesn't mean that the County Planning Commission can completely ignore the ordinance. And respectfully, we think that's what happened here. And the reason why we believe that is because ultimately this ordinance lays out some provisions to make sure that the number of towers in Aiken County is limited so that there are not, as they say in the transcript of the hearing, a cellular tower every half mile. And so what the ordinance is designed to do, and it says it right up in section one, the purpose of this ordinance is to protect Aiken's aesthetic qualities. And it does that in a way that it limits the number of cell phone towers in a given area and defines a 2 mile radius around an existing cell phone tower, and then says you can't build within that unless you meet certain criteria. And those criteria are laid out in 7B of the tower ordinance. And it's our contention that in this case, they didn't meet that criteria. And really, I think there is no dispute that Tillman did not attempt to meet the first three items laid out in 7B. And so really what this case comes down to, in our opinion, is whether or not the last provision, 7B, which lays out 4 points, there, the fourth one is whether there are other unforeseen reasons that make it infeasible to locate the planned telecommunications equipment upon an existing approved tower. Okay, and the argument that was advanced by Tillman is that the unforeseen conditions here, unforeseen reasons, are that SBA charges too much. And it is our contention that that is not and cannot be what unforeseen reasons means within the meaning of this ordinance.
But counselor, why not? And you ignored one of the other purposes of the ordinance, which is to facilitate wireless. So can SBA charge whatever they want to for use of that tower? I mean, why not? What are you looking at?
So what I'm looking at, and the answer to your question is no, they can't. charge whatever they want. And 7D of the ordinance lays out a provision that deals exactly with that concern. And you are correct, Your Honor, to go back to the purpose in Section 1, because I think what Section 1 says, if we paraphrase it, is that the aesthetic qualities of Aiken are our principal concern. At the same time, it is a balance to be struck with the need to provide modern telecommunications for the people who live there. And so it is in striking that balance that we have to read this statute. But to your question of can you charge whatever you want, the answer is no. 7D says it must be reasonable market rates, and it says that there's this 90-day period for which they have to negotiate said rates. And if that doesn't happen, then we move to there, then we can lose the permit. But, that's the statutory.
So are you, Counselor, are you conceding that Aiken County has ongoing oversight authority over the rates being charged by SBA? And if so, would SBA then provide to Aiken County the rates they actually are charging and proposing to charge? Because doesn't this ordinance just relate to the initial grant of the CUP? So how do you respond to that question?
So, and I would direct the court back to the first language in Section 7. It says, all commercial wireless telecommunication towers erected, constructed, or located within the county shall comply with the following requirements. And so I believe that coupled with Section 7D makes it clear that they retain jurisdiction, and that there is a mechanism whereby if somebody such as Tillman comes in and says SBA is not charging market rates for co-location service on its tower, there is a mechanism for that to be reviewed by the County Planning Commission. And that is the mechanism that should have been used here for the complaint that ultimately led to the granting of this conditional use permit. And if the court reads carefully the transcript of the discussion, I respectfully think that the commissioners didn't fully grasp how this was supposed to work, because as they debate this amongst themselves, ultimately they come to the conclusion of, well, maybe by granting this conditional use permit, what this will really mean is that they'll go back and have a discussion about what the reasonable rates are, and maybe this will never get built anyway. And really what should have happened is this should have been done under Section 7D, and then the revocation provision, which is referenced there, and I believe is included in the addendum attached to Tillman's brief at 10, Tillman's addendum 10, administrative record, page 134. There is this mechanism for the revocation of a permit. And this requirement spelled out in 7D that says you must have these reasonable rates is an ongoing requirement. And that shows up in both the discussion in the transcript and it's in the ordinance. And respectfully, I think one of our major contentions is that Tillman went around about this the wrong way, that what they had was a complaint about the rates, and they went and sought a new conditional use permit. And the complaint about the rates should have been done within the mechanism provided for under 7D.
Yeah. Just a dumb question for me, but why couldn't Tillman just build this 2 miles outside the radius?
But certainly under this ordinance, they could. I suspect, although I don't believe that this is in the record, that a space more than 2 miles outside that radius might have had some signal coverage issues. Again, that's purely speculation on my part, Judge. I do not recall anything specific in the record that says why they had to do it within that 2 mile radius. Instead, all we have is this statement in their application. It's a couple places in their application, but it basically boils down to SBA is charging us too much. And ultimately, if you read the transcript and some of the dialogue between the two representatives, it ultimately is a claim that, this is a dispute between Verizon and SBA that has been fought nationwide, that there's disputes going on about how much is being charged for it. The problem is that they went about this the wrong way in Aiken County, and the Planning Commission basically didn't follow its ordinance. That's our issue. And ultimately, there's no dispute that it isn't under 7B, 1, 2, or 3. And so then the question is this our higher rates an unforeseen reason? And I don't think that makes sense, both under the terms of our ordinance that we're looking at, and frankly, as an economic matter. This is one of the points that Tillman says in their brief is, well, gee, this is creating an improper monopoly. And respectfully, that's kind of the point. The idea here of Aiken County is that we don't want these things every 50 feet. And so in order to protect the natural beauty of the county, we're going to impose this 2 mile radius, and that necessarily, as a market force, is restricting the number of towers available. So the idea that it is unforeseen, frankly, I think this is a natural consequence of the ordinance. But, and it goes back to Judge Siegel's point, the goal of this ordinance is to weigh these competing values, with the primary goal being to maintain the aesthetic quality of the county while still maintaining top-notch telecommunications services for the residents. Ultimately, that creates, within a 2 mile radius, a mini monopoly, and the Aiken County Board decided that they were going to regulate that monopoly via the action of 7D, that if you're not providing reasonable market rates, we're going to yank the permit from you under the provisions of 7D and the revocation of a conditional use permit. That's our statutory scheme. It didn't get followed here. Ultimately, like a statute passed by the legislature, county ordinances.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Absolutely, Judge.
Yeah, so 7D talks about within 90 days. So I assume that's within 90 days of the applicant committing to co-location. So So 90 days is long past. It's been on SBA's tower for longer than that. So how does Aiken County then have ongoing regulatory authority? Because it does say 90 days in the ordinance.
It says 90 days for which they have to meet and find a reasonable market rate. That's what it talks about. The Section 7 as a whole talks about this being a continued period of all wireless towers erected, constructed, or located within the county.
But I'm assuming if Verizon came in and challenged the reasonable market prices, that your client would be arguing, Aiken County, you have no authority over that anymore. I don't know where in this ordinance that it says that there's this ongoing authority, which, and so if we're to read before as not including anything relating to costs, or the leasing costs, then How else does Tillman or Verizon raise that issue?
So I'd respectfully disagree that my client would say that no, Aiken County doesn't have this authority. And I would point both to the application that's at issue in this one and the language of the ordinance. Both require that there's a statement made that they will agree to reasonable rates. And I think that and that's in the application. It's a provision of the permit that you have to say, we're going to agree to reasonable rates. And if you don't, then I think that it stands to reason. And I think that a statutory scheme is set out such that they have the ability to revoke the conditional use permit. And if they don't have continued authority, then I think that makes the whole revocation provision a nullity. And I apologize, Your Honors, I've lost my video feed, so I do not know where I'm at on time. I can hear you audio.
You've got 3 seconds, so maybe you want to wait till rebuttal.
I will wait to rebuttal. Thank you, Your Honor. I apologize. But if you wouldn't mind just telling me when my time is back, I would appreciate it.
We will certainly do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We'll now hear for counsel for Mr. Lean for Tillman Infrastructure.
Good morning, Your Honors. Again, my name is Jason Lean. I represent respondent Tillman Infrastructure, which is a builder and operator of telecommunications towers. SBA, which is also a competitor and a large competitor of Tillman that's in the same business, has failed to meet its heavy burden of demonstrating that the Planning Commission acted unreasonably, arbitrarily, or capriciously in granting the CUP that was submitted by Tillman and the West.
Mr. Lean? I apologize, Mr. Lean. I realize you only have 7.5 minutes, but I guess my first question is, do you agree that the tower ordinance applies?
Your Honor, no. The county, as you know, had this argument in their brief. And I agree, and Tillman does agree with the county on this point, that SBA has misinterpreted the tower ordinance. And here's why. The applicable standard, as the county argues, that guides the decision of the Planning Commission in whether to approve and evaluate a tower application such as this is found in section 13 of the ordinance. And that contains 10 factors that the commission shall consider or may consider, including the availability of suitable existing towers and other structures, the height, surrounding tree coverage, and the design and whether it eliminates visual obtrusiveness. So section 13 further gives the Planning Commission great discretion in evaluating these factors. And ultimately, the way the ordinance is drafted and to be construed is exactly how the Planning Commission did it here. They considered all the evidence and ultimately found that the zoning requirements for a CUP were met, which includes the requirement that all other ordinances be satisfied, including the tower ordinance. So that finding was made.
Where would I find that? Well, I guess in looking at 13I, it seems to me the tower ordinance specifically says that in making this decision under the other factors, they have to consider the availability of suitable existing towers and other structures as discussed in other sections of the ordinance. So do you agree that the addendum 1 of the appellant's brief contains the explanation and findings for why they approved the conditional use permit for this new tower? That's where we would look to determine their decisions.
And I'm sorry, Your Honor, you said addendum page.
Well, it's basically the conditional use, interim use, criteria, findings of fact. Is that what Yes. we should be looking at to determine whether they properly applied section 13I?
Yes, Your Honor, that as well as...
And where do I find an analysis in that saying they did that, and in particular that they specifically considered that, you know, it was not, what's the magic words, that these high rates were a unforeseen reason that makes it unfeasible. I see no language of that in the decision.
You're right, Your Honor. There is no specific language in that. However, there is a finding that all other applicable requirements of the ordinance, as well as other ordinances of the county, including the tower ordinance, have been met. And I think this, your question also addresses really the applicable standard of review. And here, in looking at the legal sufficiency issue, there's case law, and it's cited in the briefing, that basically says when you're dealing with an approval of a conditional use permit, the same requirements that might be used to evaluate a denial of a conditional use permit do not apply. Detailed findings that you've just asked me about, Your Honor, I don't believe are required. All that's required.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you agree that the sole reason that appears as to why they permitted this, or why that they found the why they found a new tower had to be built, was that explanation that it was, you know, unforeseen due to infeasibility? I mean, that's the reason they granted the permit. Is that correct?
Your Honor, that's certainly the reason that Tillman articulated at the hearing. They emphasized that evidence, and they had evidence submitted by Verizon to that effect. That is correct.
So, okay, fine. All right. So what I would be looking for in the permit is then, okay, some finding that says, well, they can't be on the same tower because it's unforeseen, because the high rates are unforeseen, and that makes it unfeasible. And the problem I have is I don't see that finding, or for that matter, any discussion of it in the permit. And I guess I'm troubled by that, because it's sort of like, well, if that's the sole reason we're doing this, you know, I'd like to say them apply that and then explain to me why 30% higher rates are unforeseen and infeasible. And then we could then decide, well, you know, either it is or it isn't, under an arbitrary and capricious standard. But the concern I have is I don't see that analysis that we can review in the permit.
And I would argue, Your Honor, that, and my response to that would be, is that legally that's not necessary when we're dealing with reviewing a grant of a CUP, which is in the case here. And we've cited those, and the county has also cited those decisions in the brief. If there's a finding, as there is here, that the requirements of the zoning ordinance have been satisfied, which include a specific reference to all other ordinances, including the tower ordinance, that's been met, that's all that we need to be ensured that there's sufficiency in that regard. And
Counselor, I mean, even under a very deferential standard of review, we still need to look to see if there was any clear error. So is there anything in the record, you know, let's say it doesn't have to be in this, you know, written down, but in the record more in this case, where there's any evidence about the actual cost besides, and rates besides really conclusory statements? I mean, that, you know, the burden was on you, on your client, in coming forward with evidence. And so is there anything in the record besides conclusory statements saying that it's too high?
Well, Your Honor, there's the Verizon letter, and I think maybe that's what you're referencing. But I would argue that is sufficient evidence. And this is off the record. I mean, this is outside the record, but I think you can only reasonably conclude that there's confidentiality provisions, perhaps, in some of these agreements that would prohibit that kind of specific disclosure. But I would contend that the evidence that Verizon submitted, which is pretty specific and detailed, that SBA's fees are excessive by today's standard in the industry. They rely on an outdated model, and their fees and their cost structure is prohibiting Verizon and other carriers from offering effective services to the public.
No, Mr. Lean,
citizens and the public.
I was just going to ask the marshal. I lost the marshal, so I don't know where we are in the 7.5 minutes. And it seems like we've been going more than 7.5 minutes, so I don't want to, you know, help, you know, you or anybody else.
Certainly.
All right. So I don't know where Lee is, but what I'm going to do is we'll move on to council for the Planning Commission, and then I'll just kind of keep track myself. So, Council, you may begin.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court, Council. Jason Kubuschek on behalf of Aiken County. As Mr. Lean and I were discussing this case and how we would split it up, one of the things I was going to talk about was the sufficiency of the findings and the evidence, which I think is what the court has the most questions about. And I know Judge Conley, you talked about the checklist or the findings of fact the county put together, and then the Judge Segal, you talked about the sufficiency of the evidence. And I would piggyback onto the argument that Attorney Lean made, that we have that form in the addendum as well as the administrative record that shows they went through this. But I think what's important is, you know, again, we're just dealing with the applicable requirements of this ordinance, and they found they did meet them when we're talking about whether or not it was feasible to put this on the existing structure. And
you know, how, well, let me ask you this, Council. So you do agree that the sole reason it appears that the co-location doesn't work is because the determination that it was unforeseen and that made it unfeasible. Would you agree that that was the heart of the reason that it appears as to why, you know, we're having a new tower?
Your Honor, I would agree with that, because if you look at section seven.
Then let me sort of follow up on that, because here's the bottom line. I have no idea whether these rates are too high or too low, or whether it's an unforeseen reason that makes it enforceable. But if that's the reason that the county determined why this new tower has to be built, then if I look at page 19 of your brief, it says, in the end, the Planning Commission determined it was not its place to judge what Verizon determined was infeasible from a business standpoint and was beyond the scope of Tillman's application for them to weigh in on whether SBA was charging reasonable rates. Well, if they're saying they're not going to make any decision as to whether these rates are reasonable or not, I don't know how they can then say, oh, but you know what? Even though we don't know what the rates are and we can't comment, it's clearly an unforeseen reason that makes it unfeasible. So that's the biggest problem I have. Well, I have two problems. One, first of all, this exception is not mentioned in the permit. And then second, they're saying, well, we can't even do the analysis. So I don't know how we can review that condition has been determined, because they're saying they're not going to do it and it's not even discussed in the permit. And, you know, I don't know, but I mean, it would be different if they put in the permit, you know what, we looked at this, 30% is unforeseen, and it's infeasible, you know, and then following up on what Judge Segal said, you know, these rates are supposed to be reasonable. That's our call. That's why we did it. All right. If that happened, then we could review it under arbitrary capricious and say, well, you know, either it meets the standard or it doesn't. But when that's not even in the permit and there's no explanation and they're saying they didn't do the analysis, I don't know how we can review whether this permit complies with the ordinances or not.
Your Honor, first of all, I would say that specific discussion would not need to be included on that permit. And I think you're referring to addendum page one for the appellants. It's an approval. So they don't necessarily have to go through as in depth in its discussion on that permit as they would if it was a denial. Now, second, there is evidence in the record that both Tillman, as well as Verizon, who would be utilizing the Tillman structure, set forth what was unreasonable about the rates. And we've got it at the Verizon letter, administrative record 68, that talks about the fees are significantly higher, 30 to 40%. They escalate 3 to 4% per year, and that they charge for adding equipment. Now, SBA had the opportunity and did attend the hearing to challenge that. And, you know, they kind of said it's hearsay, but all we have is the Verizon letter. So they admit that there's nothing else in the record for this county to weigh in on to show that this isn't reason, that this isn't unreasonable or excessive rates. Had SBA submitted something to say, no, that's not accurate, our rates are lower, then the county could say, you know, make a specific finding saying, well, you know, this isn't feasible. But because the only evidence presented to them showed how excessive the rates were, they said, yep, we go along with it.
You know, Councilor, if we're going to read feasibility that broadly, then why did we need the other provisions that set forth, you know, standards in the first three? I mean, it seems like if feasibility is that broad, you don't need any others. I don't read it that broadly. I think the county could have said infeasible or uneconomical, and they didn't. To me, it's feasible. AT&T is willing to pay it. So why isn't it feasible?
Well, unfortunately, there was nothing submitted with regard to what the rate was that AT&T was willing to pay. We just have the rate from the letter from Verizon showing that it is excessive.
Excessive compared to what? I mean, like other towers in Aiken County, other towers nationally? I mean, for all I know, I don't know, maybe it is expensive to, maybe they have to charge 30% more in for this tower than another tower. I mean, I have no idea, but again, what I'm looking for is some analysis, because otherwise I agree. I mean, it doesn't say for any reason the board deems, to, you know, it doesn't say for any other reason we see fit. It says for unforeseen that makes it unfeasible. And without an analysis, I don't know. I mean, it seems high to me, you know. I mean, if state costs 30% more tomorrow than it does today, yeah, that seems high. I don't know whether that's because, you know, I live in some place in Alaska where you have to ship everything in, and that's, I mean, again, I'll just finish because, and I'll give you a little bit more time because I have been doing a lot of the talking. I'm concerned that the record is insufficient for us to determine under our standard of review whether the county applied the ordinance. And, you know, that's my concern.
Thank you. Your Honor, I would say to that question of the issue of 30 to 40% higher than what? I mean, I think the Verizon letter specifically says 30% higher than Tillman. And Tillman's proposing a tower in Aiken County in this same area. So you are able to compare the market rate for this area, 30 to 40% higher, along with the other fees, which is not being charged by Tillman. So in that respect, I think the county correctly determined it wasn't feasible and that the second tower should be allowed. We would ask the court to uphold the county's decision.
Thank you, counsel. We'll now hear finally for counsel for the appellant. You will have 5 minutes and I will be keeping track, so you may begin.
Thank you, Your Honor, and I did manage to restore my video so I can at least see the clock. I wanted to make 2 points to the court. One was to go back to the question about whether or not there is continuing jurisdiction over the rates down the line. And what I'd ask the court to look at, and I have it tabbed as document 9, but I'll identify it as well. It's a letter dated June 6th of 2019 from Tillman Infrastructure to the Environmental Services Department in Aiken. And what it says is that as tower owner, and first it cites the ordinance, the section 7D, and then it says, as tower owner, Tillman Infrastructure will work in good faith with any third party wishing to co-locate its equipment on the proposed tower or in the facility. Tillman Infrastructure has existing agreements in place with many major carriers for such co-locations. So my point being is that despite what we've heard today, at the time that they did the application, Tillman certainly thought that they were entering into, if they got the conditional use permit, a continuing obligation to engage in negotiations at reasonable rates for co-location. So the argument that the jurisdiction ends as of the construction of the tower, I think Tillman, at least before this matter, before it came before your honors, had the same impression that we did, which is that it is a continuing obligation because it is a communications tower located in Aiken County. Therefore, if we are failing to provide market rates, then they can, and within that 90-day period provided by 7D, then we are subject to the revocation provisions and we can lose our conditional use permit. Next point that I wanted to, I apologize. Next point that I wanted to make went to some of Judge Conley's questions. Specifically, I'll direct the court to page 26 of the transcript. And the point being that just as Judge Conley said, we have no idea. It's very clear from what's being cited here in the transcript that the commissioners had no idea what the rates are. The statement is, I don't know if they're $5 or $5,000. And so while I believe that there is not a basis to construe unforeseen circumstances so broadly that it supersedes all the other obligations under the statute, I would say at a minimum, we don't have that in the record. The commission has no idea what the rates are.
Let's say for the sake of argument, we agree with you that this has to be remanded for additional findings. Why don't you take a shot at telling us what we should instruct the commission to do in terms of additional findings? What should we say?
I think that that there has to be a showing by the applicant that the reasonable rates negotiations under 7D have taken place and failed, or that there is some reason why they can't have that conversation with SBA. I would say that if the record were to show that they had that conversation, then it would, and they couldn't come to an agreement, then I think they could present that via an application under 7D for revocation. I believe that the way this ordinance is written, the instruction under unforeseen circumstances should be that there's some other technical reason that they're putting in a 5G signal up in Aiken and there's no way to make it work on this tower because something else is interfering with it, or that there's something about the technology that makes it not fall within one, two, or three of 7B, and that's why it's unforeseen, that there's some development in the technology or in the service being provided that makes it so we can't have it. It doesn't work on this tower. That, I believe, is really what 7B4 is designed to do, is something new long-term about the technology that's changed. I see my time has expired. I'd just like to sum up. I believe that the record reflects that this was, that the commission did not apply the tower ordinance. As such, the grant of the conditional use permit was an error and it should be reversed or at a minimum remanded for additional factual findings.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. Thank you, Mr. Lean. Thank you, Mr. Kubitschek. The matter was very well briefed and well argued. You will have our decision within 90 days. In the interim, please stay safe.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.